Good evening. I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 20th, 2013 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capellini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our council meeting, and I know we have members of the Art Commission here that we're going to add you to near the top of the agenda. We welcome you here, and we have Ms. Poppy and her family here. That's about everybody that's here, but if you have a question about another issue, please raise your hand and let me know, and I'll recognize you at the right time. But this time, I do invite all of you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Brown.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, we do have a few things to add on here tonight. First, I'd like to add as committee reports A and B, reports of the public hearings held here this evening. And seeing all the members of the Art Commission here, I would like to add in as 5A to introduce the members of the Art Commission, and they're here to talk about the Maple and Main Art Festival and maybe some other topics as well. So we're glad that you're here. So that'll be 5A. Other items from President of Council?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or from members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
We have a post facto committee referral. It's already been noticed, but I think we need to get it on the record.
All right. That would be item 9A. What is the referral?
That would be the Human Resources and Community Relations Committee.
All right. Any other items from members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mrs. Hussman?
I'd like to give just a brief report on some SCAT activities.
We'll make that agenda item 10.
Thank you.
SCAT items report. That's been a busy group in the last few weeks. Mr. Sanford?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Besides the Arts Commission hearing from Jennifer Archer, the director, I also will ask Jackie Olander. She's a member of the Downtown Sylvania Association and owner of Heaven's Gate Soy Candles on Main Street, and she's our market master with our farmer's market that's going to begin on Tuesday, June 4th, and run for 11 weeks, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that.
All right, we'll actually make that agenda item 5B then, to hear from Jackie Olander about the farmer's market downtown every Tuesday and until September, I believe. All right, good deal. Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing.
Mr. Moan?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on May 6th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the May 6th, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from May 6th, 2013 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. That takes us to agenda item 5, and I'm going to step down from the chair here to welcome Ms. Poppy to our council meeting. I know for members of City Council, this is an annual event, and we always look forward to having a young Miss Poppy come to our council chambers on behalf of our veterans and the American Legion. I'd like to read this proclamation first while Miss Poppy is getting ready to come up. This is a proclamation from the mayor's office. Whereas America is the land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, and whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, and whereas a nation at peace must be reminded of the price of war, and whereas the Red Poppy has been designated an
as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, and whereas the American Legion Auxiliary has pledged to remind America annually of this death through the distribution of the memorial flower, now therefore I, Craig A. Stoudemire, do hereby proclaim Friday, May 24, 2013, as American Legion Auxiliary Poppy Day in the city of Sylvania, and ask that all citizens pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom by wearing the Memorial Day poppy on this day. And welcome to our three-year-old Miss Poppy.
Her name is Natalie Werwer.
Natalie Werwer. And this is the mother?
Yes, this is her grandmother.
Oh. And I would... I would always like to take advantage of being the first person able to buy poppies from Miss Poppy. Some of you are old. You can put it in your bag.
$1.
Thank you, like your poppy?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Let's look over here at the... I'll get down here with you.
Look at her camera first.
Now, if you're willing, let's walk around. Why don't you walk around? Mr. Brad, I think that might be easy. Yeah.
It does glow.
No, it's all mine. Oh, I'm going to start light left. I won't be able to.
Hello, Miss Poppy. How are you?
Good.
That's right in there.
Thank you.
I have one for you.
Of course.
She's coming over tomorrow, and I'll stay here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you to Miss Poppy. I hope you have a good day on Friday.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like to move on to the added agenda items. She's marketing in the back row, but we might need to let one lady out. There we go. We have added on to the agenda item 5A, to hear from Jennifer Archer of the Art Commission about the Maple in Maine Art Festival. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us tonight. Not nearly as cute as Miss Poppy, but I do come bearing gifts. We'll leave them here, and they are the shirts that you see our art fair group wearing today. Please help yourself to one. There's different sizes. The blue ones in the bag are women's cuts, and the men's are brown cuts, or the brown color. Bill, if there's any left over, if you can just have them back to the office, it would be great. Again, I'm Jennifer Archer. I'm the executive director of the Sylvania Community Arts Commission, and I have a number of people with me today. I'm not going to introduce them all, but they are here just to show you how involved, how active members of the Arts Commission are right now. We're very, very excited about that. Much like we had with the film festival, we have 11 committee members that are actively helping us out with Maple in Maine. So we're here just to remind you today that June 1st and 2nd, Maple in Maine is going to be happening on Main Street. Last year, we had 42 artists that participated that were paying artists. This year, we have 65 paying artists. Returning, we have, I believe, 27 right now that are returning. So really feel that our reach and our reputation has gotten out there pretty strongly. We're very, very excited about that. And what I'm going to pass around is just a set of two. There's a poster there and a map of the street to show where the artists are going to be this year. I believe we're up to 14 bands. It's 12 to 14 bands. The fair is running Saturday, June 1st from 11 to 7:30 p.m. The gala for the Artist Hall of Fame starts at 6 o'clock and it runs till 10, so it's kind of an overlap on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the fair is also going to be running Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that was based on the feedback from the artists who wanted to have some more time to be in our beautiful city. So we're really excited about it. We love the fact that, again, it's going to be coinciding with the State Cup Pace Setter that brought a really good amount of traffic into town. One thing we did do is we reached out to the Downtown Sylvania Association and asked the businesses that are involved if anyone would like to put a coupon and a flyer that we're going to hand out at all of our stands and our volunteers are going to be passing out. We got a really good response to that, so our hope is that businesses will look to either stay open a little bit later or in some cases be open on Sunday to really drive traffic. Very excited about what's going on. We're hoping to see you there. But we look forward to seeing you all at Maple in Maine. Hopefully you'll find some nice art to display in your home or to wear, and please grab a t-shirt, help us get the word out. Really excited about this year's event and the quality of art. I think that it was pleasant.
Last year, I got a lot of good comments from either both the artists and people here. Some said it was better than the Old West End Festival that was going on at the same time. And it's going to be, sounds like, close to 50% bigger this year. So that's a wonderful outcome.
We're thrilled with the turnout.
And all we need is good weather.
Yeah.
Last year's was not perfect, as I remember. But maybe this year will be.
Should start singing bass in paper, too. So. Thank you to the council members that did come to the film festival. We had a nice show support from our city. We really appreciated that. That was a huge success also. So really happy with the direction that we're going in, and we appreciate the continued support. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a comment. I know how difficult it is to put on an activity in downtown Sylvania, and I commend you for all your hard work and everything on putting that together.
Is the gala honoring someone this year?
It is honoring Marie Boat, Children's Ballet, and Franklin, sorry. It can get one way out, and the other one just goes on my hat. So we have two artists, and then we're also going to be conducting Walter into the Artist Hall of Fame in recognition of last year. So it starts a little bit late, but they'll all be conducted into our hall. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you also for reminding me this is an appropriate time to publicly thank Mike Brown for his efforts this past weekend. He had over 200 vintage cars in our downtown for the Sylvania Auto Show. And when I attended between 9 and 11, it was very busy downtown. The bakery was quite busy, as Let's see, also the restaurant, Patty Jack's, opened for breakfast. There was music going on downtown, and what, yeah, this is the second year in a row I've noticed that the people that bring their vintage cars in do not bring noise and disorder with them. They police their own area very carefully, and it was a very orderly crowd.
We were able to raise $774 just through donations for the Sylvania chapter of the American Cancer Society.
That's terrific.
I gave them a check today.
All right, nice job. All right, let's, if we may, move on to added agenda item 5B. That's to introduce Jackie Olander to talk to us about the farmers markets that are starting up the first Tuesday in June, I believe. Welcome.
I am Jackie Olander. I am the owner with my husband of Heaven's Gate Soy Candles. I'm also the secretary of the Downtown Sylvania Association. This year we decided to implement a new fundraiser, and it's turned out to be not so much a fundraiser for us, but a way for us to work with Downtown Sylvania and the city of Sylvania in implementing the plan into getting Sylvania to be a more walkabout downtown area. So this is how we're branding ourselves for our Tuesdays in Sylvania Market on Main. All the stores in the downtown area will have these in their windows. If they don't have them in there already now, they will have it soon. I can pass out to each of you if you would like to take these and maybe pass these along to other people. As a reminder that the market will begin June 4th. It's going to run for 18 weeks from June 4th to Tuesday to October 1st. Although I have had some vendors already ask if it would be possible for us to maybe run a little bit longer because that's a good time for vendors to be out there just before Thanksgiving or before Halloween. The vendors that we're having, there's 15 of them. They were kind of hand-chosen by us. Because we didn't want to have a quantity market, we wanted to have a quality market. And I've been in the downtown Toledo farmers market for about five seasons now, and I also do the Perrysburg downtown market too. So I'm able to contact vendors, and I've gotten to know lots of them. So we are going to have some premier market people. There's going to be five separate growers from the area. We have two organic growers. We have an organic baker. We have an organic soaper who does soaps and lotions and things like that. Country Grains from Sylvania going to participate with us. We have just over the border a farmer that is coming that also raises his own beef and chickens. And so they'll be having that also. Part of the monies that we are raising, of course, are going for advertising. We also are making a donation to the historical village because of the fact that they are going to be kind enough to open their doors for the restrooms that night, and Joy will be there to kind of police the area. And it's also a nice way for the downtown Sylvania Association to be involved with giving back to the community. So we thought that the historical village was a good place to do that. Of course, the market is going to be set up in the lot right next door to my establishment. And it's going to be set up a little differently than some other markets. We are going to only use one side. Oh, the table's a perfect example. We're only going to use one side of the parking lot because Element 112 has a special that will run that evening, and we're not going to cut off their parking lot for them. So we are going to place vendors on either side of the lot next to my building, and so there will only be about a six-foot gap in between, and we're encouraging the customers to walk under the tents all the way around. So it will be kind of like an outdoor market type of thing, and we think that that will be conducive for weather, because the market will run during the summer. It doesn't really matter unless that we have severe weather in the area, and then of course we won't do that because we don't want to risk everybody's lives coming from Murphy. So that's really about it. I welcome any questions anyone has. I can't believe no one has a question. I also am including for you to look at the letters that we sent out to the vendors originally. We've asked them, they have to authorize their insurance information and things like that. We've tried to be very thorough. I've never been a market master before, and I decided I'm kind of nervous about doing it, because when something goes wrong, everybody comes to. But having been involved in markets long enough, and I have a good rapport with the market master at the downtown Toledo market, he's been very beneficial to me in giving me information about things, so I'm not too worried about things. And because of the fact that we have such a good group of vendors coming, so.
Mayor, just to add, I want to thank Jackie for stepping up and taking the lead on this, and you got a great shop now, too. I hope everybody's been in it. You've done a great job setting that up. And again, with all the activity downtown with this, and we talked about Mike and the car show kind of starting off the year. And I too want to thank the Arts Commission for really, like last year's brand new event was fantastic. I think the volunteers, board members in the committee, everybody was really involved, and Jeff was doing a great job. And I think it's becoming a real destination for people to come to, so we're excited about that too. So it's all good things for our downtown.
Well, one of the things that we thought was great about doing the market is we're trying to get the people in the downtown area that live in the residential sections around downtown to rediscover their downtown and to make it a walkabout area. The car show was a great example of that. We had great sales that day too, by the way, so that was very nice. And we see a lot of people walk at night. We try to be as friendly as we possibly can, invite them into the stores and stuff. We keep longer hours than we kept before when we were at Haymarket, because of course, it was a little more difficult to get people into that area, but being right on Main Street has been a blessing for us, and we appreciate the city because they own that building. So.
Jackie, thank you for coming to our council meeting and giving us an update, and for all the work you're doing downtown. And again, thank you all for attending tonight. You're welcome to stay for the entire meeting. Doesn't look like a real long one tonight, but you're not obligated to stay. It's up to you. We are going to proceed, get back on our published agenda. We're up to agenda item 6. You have in the council packets proposed ordinance 43-2013. This is an annual ordinance. This is to approve the contracts and the pavement levels for the instructors in the Safety City program. Chief Rodas, would you like to talk about this program?
Well, obviously, it's a fantastic program that we put on each and every year. I believe we are celebrating our 27th Safety City this year. So, and the cost of providing the services is the same as we had back in 2012. So I would respectfully request council's approval to enter into the agreement.
Safety City is a very popular program with our youngsters around the community. I go to the DARE graduations in the schools for fifth graders, and I always ask, how many of you went to Safety City? And almost every kid puts their hands up. The kids remember this. The Safety City program helps the kids know how to leave the home safely, to cross the street and not walk on railroad tracks and don't pick up an electric wire, all those sorts of things. And they remember those lessons. And then when they get the DARE program, we talk about equipping them with tools to resist drugs and alcohol. I think they're both good programs, but this program is one that the kids and the parents really remember. I know I've got pictures of two of my kids standing on the seat in a fire truck holding on to the big wheel. It's a big program, no doubt about it. So I recommend approving this. You can see on the second piece of paper the list of teachers. They earn every penny of this. It's a little better now. It's in the new Maplewood Elementary School. There's air conditioning. There wasn't in the old Maplewood. So it was a hot week, but I recommend approval of this. This is safety, so Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 43-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police, providing funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 43-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 43-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 43-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 43-2013 is approved. Agenda item 7 is proposed ordinance 44-2013, and this has to amend our chapter 961 of the codified ordinances concerning cemetery internments, and I'd like the law director to explain what we're changing.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Prior to December of 2001, the city of Sylvania did not have a code section that addressed indigent burials. When we received a call back at that time, John Flock and I were talking about it. The Ohio Revised Code mandates that municipalities provide funding for indigent burials, either for a resident that's in the city who's died elsewhere, or if an indigent dies within our city boundaries, and we're unable to determine where that person may have resided. So there's a residency issue or a location issue that would trigger this. We enacted this in 2001 for a burial, and I'm not sure if we've had one since. However, this year, we received a number of calls, two, perhaps three, some as far away from Cleveland, about whether or not someone who may have been a city resident died and they were seeking where we were on our burial funds. And it caused us to go and look at the code. The code was changed two or three years ago to provide an alternative method besides burial, which is cremation. We do not have a cremation version in our code. Many communities are adding that to the code on the basis of problems with space in a municipal cemetery, and we do have some space limitations at ours. So upon review, speaking with the City of Toledo, learning how they have it, we determined that the value or the pricing for cremation at $700, the $400 for burial, the cost of the burial remains the same. We have to provide a grave site and a marker the other day. So what we're asking council to do is to approve a modification to a longstanding, seldom used code. But because of the inquiries that we've had in the last 4 or 5 months about this, caused us to check and we felt it appropriate to add this change.
Mr. Milner.
Yeah, as a licensed funeral director, I guess I'm curious as to if we need to have something in this regarding a person's religion that prohibits cremation.
We do. It's in here, and in the event that it is, then we will contribute towards the bill.
Item C on the second page there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And there's a requirement of affidavits and whatnot to prove residency. It's very complex.
City of Sylvania's Municipal Cemetery continues to operate. We have some funerals there every year. There are still lots available for sale there, and we do cooperate or we work with Toledo Memorial Park to do those interments. But the care of the cemetery is a city obligation. We continue to do it. So over on, right next to the Catholic Cemetery, on Ravine. You're not familiar with it. All right. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 44-2013, all of, all members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, amending the codified ordinances of Sylvania, 1979, as amended by amending Chapter 961, Cemetery Interments, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 44-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 44-2013.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 44-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 44-2013 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8, committee reports. We do have two added items here, both reports of the public hearing held at 6:30 and at 7 p.m. this morning for this evening. Mrs. Westfall, first, the public hearing at 6:30 for Plan Development 2, 2012 Pine Tree Village.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a public hearing at 6:30, as you shared, on regarding PD 2-2012 Pine Tree Village. All members of council were present, as well as many members of administration. We had quite an audience here, and we did have Mr. Ryan Wampscher here as the developer, who spoke to an overview of the proposal. Mr. Aller spoke to some of the changes to the plan development, and we did have a person speak in favor and a few people speak out against it. There was some good dialogue about the water retention areas, as well as the ditch, conversation around the ditches. The council is making a, is asking that legislation be prepared for this. And so that was the outcome of the meeting. Is that we prepare, the council recommended that legislation be prepared for this.
My recommendation to council, having sat in the audience and listened to some of the concerns of the nearby residents, is that we let this sit, even though we have it here tonight, we could pass it. I'd like to hear the service director and assistant service director's response to some of these flooding issues and the concern about cleaning the ditches. I'd like to have those answers, and if the Wampschers or the developer need to be included in that, I want that to be part of the solution when you pass it. I don't think we need to be in a rush to do that. Didn't have a chance to discuss this with Mr. Aller. I had forgotten the storms back in 2006, but if you recall, we had flooding all over town during that study. Even my street on Vicksburg had water up over the curbs, but it did drain in a few hours. 10 Mile Creek was over its borders, but if you recall, the township had a crisis, particularly out Erie Street, the development across from Paysetter Park. They were underwater back there in their streets for 4 or 5 days back there. There were some real issues with 10 Mile Creek and some of that. I think it's appropriate for the service director to review these concerns before council just goes ahead and passes this. So I do agree with you, Mr. Lukey, that we do need to approve this, but let's get these drainage questions considered.
Whose responsibility is to maintain the ditches? Ours, right? That's a city responsibility?
The downstream ditches.
No, not the retainage ponds, for sure.
That's, well, you know, I mean, the Wampscher, the proposal that we have on table complies with our rules, right? And the issue is our responsibility to address the ditch flow, isn't it? Is that right? I'm just asking a question. I don't know.
For Shriver Ditch, 10 Mile Creek, that would be true.
What about this other?
I think look at the section within the development and see if there are some issues that need to be addressed there with the ash trees and things of that nature. But downstream, that would be city.
And we passed the drainage, drainage front foot cost, or we just did it a few meetings ago. So we'll look into that. But I'm more concerned with the on-site and near-site. He also complained about the status of the retention ponds that aren't a part of this development, but I just need to have more information about this before I feel good about proceeding. If there's more that the developer should be expected to do, I want it part of this settlement. So my recommendation is that council pass a motion recommending approval of this and that the legislation be brought at the next meeting.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There was a second public hearing held tonight about building rehabilitation.
Before we leave that, is somebody going to, I assume the Wamshers left here tonight thinking we were going to approve this, because that's what...
No, they was going to be brought, it was going to be put on the agenda for approval at the next meeting, is what was said during the public hearing.
All right.
Yep. Agenda item 8B is a report of the public hearing held at 7 p.m. concerning building rehabilitation standards. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As stated, we did have another public hearing at 7:10, and we discussed building rehabilitation standards. And ultimately, we determined that there was quite a lot of questions still. There was nobody here present to speak to or against this particular building rehabilitation standards that were presented. Mr. Sanford did give an overview of the process and the status of the grant and essentially indicated that there is not a sense of urgency. The grant is not, we're not pushing to the deadline for the grant at this moment in time. So there were some critical questions we felt needed to be looked at, and we were looking to administration to provide some feedback on the difference between the guidelines and the standards and how the current standards compare to the new standards that are being presented through the building rehabilitation standards, and also some discovery potentially on what peer communities are doing. So ultimately, council recommended that administration take a look at this and provide some feedback.
And I agree with your saying. There is no need to accelerate this because we're not going to apply for that downtown grant in this cycle. I would like more time to review it, see what other communities are doing, and see how I can integrate into it. I don't recommend sending it back to the Planning Commission. It's already gone through the process. And the Planning Commission is not going to be the group that can do the hard work necessary to integrate this into our code. The administration can. So refer it back to the administration. Give us a few months to review this, and we'll come back with a firmer recommendation. And I do agree with, again, what Mr. Lupke said. Let's not just put it aside until we need to do it quickly again. Let's proceed on it and take action. But, Mr. Hanum, you are correct. These are strange regulations.
Yeah, really weird.
They're guidelines, but they're just saying, well, we prefer this and not this.
Very hard to enforce and live with.
I don't know that they are enforceable.
Yeah.
They are jawboning issues. So I look for a motion to refer this back to the administration for our further recommendation.
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer the building rehabilitation standards back to the administration for further study and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Not moving on to agenda item 9, we have added agenda item 9A, a referral to the HR and Community Relations Committee. Mr. Lupke.
Right. Mr. Mayor, the clerk has already noticed this meeting for Friday, this Friday the 24th at 8 a.m. It's, and I mention it here to get it on the record, but also to make other members of council aware of it. You may recall that we've gone through a process to identify potential vendors to modify the city's website. We will have some discussion and I think a recommendation from our staff on Friday about which vendor might be the best for the city from both a process standpoint but also from a budget standpoint. I don't expect this to be a long meeting, but there'll be some discussion around that. In addition to that, although I think the urgency isn't with us now, we wanted to discuss a little bit the city's, the design for the city's flag. Apparently, we found a cache of new flags.
As you know, Mr. Lansdell has been out of the office, and we were not aware that he had purchased additional flags, so we have flags available for several years. It's
hard to predict our long. Maybe we'll just table that part of the debate.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I apologize for that, but I'm glad we discovered them.
We'll revisit that during your next term.
They were in Mr. Lansdell's office,
yeah,
and they were discovered.
Okay. So,
Must have gotten a good deal, huh?
That's it, Mr. Mayor.
You've heard the adage, cheaper by the dozen, well, we have more than that. Okay. We do have an added agenda, item 10, to have a SCAD update. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, SCAD has been very busy. I just want to bring to your attention a couple of things. The mop accidents, I think I talked a little bit individually with you a couple of weeks ago. They did both a mock accident and trial at Southview, and then the next day at Northview, and I was able to attend the Northview. It was a very moving, amazing morning, and they do it every other year because it's quite a big procedure. The juniors and the seniors are invited, so everybody gets a chance as a junior or a senior. So in 2 years, when they do it again, if you haven't already done it, you really need to block a couple hours for one school.
They are pretty realistic.
They're very realistic, and you've got to think it's got to get in at least one brain out there, and hopefully many more. So the other thing is we had the drug drop-off both at the Sylvania Police Department right out the door there and at the township. If you haven't read about it, over 150 pounds of medications were collected and destroyed. It's out of people's medicine cabinets, off the kept away from our teens. And out of the environment as well, Mr. Mayor, yes. You should note right outside the door and also in the Sylvania Township Police Department is a container that SCAD has purchased to be there all the time that the building is open. So if you have drugs or know people who have drugs, there's a safe haven for them, and they don't have to wait till the next drug drop-off. Right out the door there, you can bring them with you when you come to meeting if you have some in your medicine cabinets. But a very important thing, I think we haven't had that before, and I know I helped a little bit out here when we were collecting, and that was very well received by many people that I mentioned it to, that they could come anytime and not just save them up and wait. The last thing I want to talk about is the 20th 24-hour challenge, which was held weekend before last. As you recall, the weather wasn't too pleasant. It was a little chilly, but there were 13 teams of 8 to 10 kids out there, and they're, I think it's 3 liters that they must have with them, and lots of other people helping and feeding all of them. And it's a really amazing another event that SCAT does to get teens together, talking about drugs and alcohol and bullying and many other subjects, and enjoying time together. Thank you.
We all know Deb Cheney works hard in her position, and she was out there a lot. Mrs. Hussman was out there as well, shivering, as I recall. But she was there representing city council. The chief and I were there for the ceremonial start, but we did not stay as long as Mrs. Hussman.
Oh, well, I was well protected cutting food inside, so okay. I was cold the whole time.
Very good. Thank you for your efforts.
You're welcome.
That brings us to the end of the agenda, unless somebody has something further to discuss. Mr. Brown?
Yeah, we're quickly approaching the middle of the year, and would it be possible on our August 19th City Council meeting to have a small update on our budget, on how we're doing on our budget? An outline, you know, this is what our target was, this is where we're at, you know, halfway through the year, so, you know, it's not a big surprise or whatever at the end of the year.
I think that's an excellent idea, and I'm sure it's possible, isn't it, Toby?
Yes.
Okay. We have computer updates all the time that I see, so I think that's a good idea. We know the income side of it, we're doing fair. We're up 5.74% through April. We'll have May down by then, but to see the expense side, I think would be very good. All right, in the information items, you all have the quarterly reports assembled. I don't know if you take the time to put these in your binders anymore, but I certainly do. I refer to them when I write some of my mayor's messages, and there's a lot of good information there. Chief, I got a question for you. That has to do with the police cars. Are they here?
We have three of the five are here. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up the last two.
So you've got, are they on the road?
We have the, yeah.
Are those the interceptors on the road, or the SUVs, or?
We have one SUV and two sedans.
Very good.
Out there on the road right now. You have to learn, I have a young officer.
I got it.
Like, design some different police cars this year, so I'm excited about them. I think they look very.
Even the car design is fresh. Get away from the Fords and to get into these police interceptors, they're just cool cars. They look fast and threatening when the highway patrols got them along the expressways. I know that. So, good deal. All right. Any other comments, or is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next meeting on Monday, June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.